was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Evening, my friends. And welcome to Take No Prisoners, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is Sunday night, 9 p.m. approximately in the Northeast, December 23rd, 2 days until Christmas. A two-day inferno, as the stores are filled with the chaos of people seeking to buy all sorts of gifts and paraphernalia to prove their love to their families and their devotion to the Lord. Seems to me a little skewed, my friends, but it sure is an eager beaver process. Every place you go, the parking lots are filled, and people have smiles on their face, and they're preparing for the dead of winter doldrums come January 2nd, when it's like a methadone addict who goes to the methadone clinic and finds that the doors are locked. Now what am I going to do? So on that happy note, we're going to dedicate this program to my Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. And at some point during the program, I'll ask us to bow our heads in memory of just what an accomplishment it was to fulfill the contract of the Old Testament and bring to us the New Testament of love and forgiveness and the payment of our debts, sins, and liabilities. With that in mind, friends, the call-in number tonight is 800-313-9443. Please remember, this program is dedicated to a free exchange of ideas and specifically is not intended for you to shoot yourself in the foot. So please don't go out and treat any of the information here as anything more than for the love of learning, for your entertainment. You should only make decisions for which you are fully prepared to accept the risks, the perils, the consequences, the responsibilities in a posture of enlightenment, whereby your knowledge of the situation and the people involved, you can predict with reasonable certainty how the scenario is going to play out. And that advice, by the way, comes to you from Dale Carnegie, long in the grave, but nonetheless wise for having visited this planet. I did mention the number is 800-313-9443. We have a very, very busy show tonight, and this is almost the last broadcast of the year for us, and what a year it has been. The programs in the last, I would say, 2 months alone have been momentous for the ground that they have covered and the integration of new technologies, which are proving to be extremely successful. New old technologies, you might say, but integrating them with our BIC payment method, so that when payment is made, we have ways in the public side of proving the payment using certain tax documents. And I suggest that you may wish to download the December 1st program and all the programs through December up to the present, especially yesterday and last weekend. These were powerful affairs, my friends, and I hope they can be of benefit to you. That music means that we have a brief break upon us. Please join me in a scant 3 minutes. We have a variety of topics you have probably never heard before, and I know you'll be interested in.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back, you Phillies. And thank you for joining me. Folks, yesterday on our Saturday edition, we reviewed How to Defend a Notary Public from Attack from the Bar, and that was a technology-specific program that you probably would want to add to your arsenal, and it's up to the second technology for answering that nasty, curt letter one gets from the Bar Association when they move arrogantly and incorrectly against living men. You know, I have nothing against attorneys. As our Lord said, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. They truly don't. They were trained to be the first line of defense and keep you in the system as a compliant legal fiction. They know no better. But once in a while, they move beyond the bounds of consciousness. And in their unconsciousness, they file papers that can destroy people's lives without a thought or a speck of regret or investigation into whether there's any credibility to the act that they are undertaking. At that point, they leave the realm of humanity. And unlike letters from investigators, which usually are pretty cordial because they're seeking, an investigator is smart. An investigator knows he needs you to stipulate to the crime. He needs you to volunteer. So they'll come at you sometimes very softly and intelligently. The bar is filled with arrogance. and they will send you curt, nasty little letters. We are investigating you as if we have a right to, and we are looking into this, and we're going to let you know, and we may make a, we may bring charges before the court. We are empowered to do so. Of course, it's all part of the same organization. We have a good answer for that, and you may want to tune in yesterday, yesterday's program. In addition, yesterday we discussed the foolishness of attempting to draw funds from Treasury or from a Treasury direct account. That is something that I have, ever since I took a public voice, that is something that I have strongly advocated against. How many times have you heard me say, do not use payment instruments as currency and do not make them payable to by the Treasury or through the Secretary of the Treasury as the drawee or the drawee's bank. That should never be done. The BIC process, on the other hand, deposits funds into the Department of the Treasury, which is distinct from the United States Treasury, of course, and we've had great success with it. Folks, if I could, I'd like to put out a call for some transcripts. I know there are many of you out there who make transcripts of the program every week. If you'd be so kind as to contact me at restore.america@hotmail.com. The funny thing is, I don't have a personal source at this time for transcripts of the program, and it sure would be helpful if I could receive those promptly, because I get many requests for them from people involved in cases and some people who don't drive in their automobiles or don't learn well orally but would learn better by the writing on the page. So on their behalf, that would very much be appreciated. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about how to reclaim all of one's payments which were made against the mortgage with a 1099A. We're going to talk about registering payment instruments in the public. We're going to talk about filing in our notary certificates as foreign judgments. We'll be discussing a very important topic, which is the notion of using maritime liens to collect. All of these technologies, by the way, can be wrapped around each other. One other announcement, if I may. I mentioned the December 1st program. That's really when we unleashed many of the new strategies in a coordinated fashion. And that was a program dedicated to handling oneself at a sheriff's sale. However, the technologies that we would use at that sheriff's sale are technologies that are applicable across the board, and we have really integrated in every portion of the Stage 1 BIC presentment methodologies. So when we present these methods, when we present our payment instrument, we may have two or three other small packages in there with tax documents, with letters of due presentment and the like. And it's actually streamlined over what we were doing, except in complex court cases. And you might want to listen to the December 1st and 2nd programs for a heads up. Last week on the 16th, we covered a case involving a fellow by the name of Conrad Black, and that's a really good overview of the entire BIC process. That would be a good starting point for a beginner or a neophyte seeking generalized information, but also right up and through prison extraction and how we would go about surrendering the successor surety and even arresting the successor surety if that surrender is ignored. And then the program on the 15th of December, the Saturday just before that last program I mentioned, was really one of the best programs we've ever done, and it involved an in-depth discussion of prison extraction, the involvement of the comprehensive administrative remedy, subpoenas, and how to prepare if one has been sentenced but is not if one's so-called forged straw party has been sentenced and the defendant, to the best of your knowledge, is not preparing to present itself at the gates of the prison, and how one would prepare for that and, in fact, abort a further incident thereafter. So, excuse me, folks, my mouth is dry as a desert here, and I am downing glass of water after water, so you'll excuse me if I sound like a slob in the microphone. Anyway, excuse me. Let's move on to the topics at hand tonight. I received an email. Let me see if I can dig it up here. Yeah, this email came in yesterday, and it said, Sam, first I sent out a bonded promissory note to pay off the mortgage. The banks did not respond and continued with the foreclosure process. I then sent a 1099 OID. That was an OID on the payment. This is how the two technologies wrap together so beautifully. They then stopped the foreclosure but did not clear up the public side. I then sent them a commercial lien affidavit by notarial service. That's good, and now he's seeking ways that he can use that to close out and monetize. And we have ways for doing that. But it's the beginning part of that email that I find most interesting, because this is one of a number of communications I've received indicating the same thing. Even in advanced stages of disarray, after a sheriff's sale, we've seen the sale undone and terminated. We've seen by the presentation of the tax documents on the payment instruments. We've seen threats of arrest aborted by presenting the settlement in the form of a 1099 OID, a 1040V, and even a tax return, a 1040NR, a 1040, a straightforward 1040, a 1040 EZ, and some other forms as well, which we probably won't go into in great detail. But there are a lot of very creative methods of applying these documents along with the BIC instruments, and we seem to be encountering across-the-board success. Now, I can't guarantee that it'll last forever, but this is truly a breakthrough in reality, because, in fact, there is public notice of the true payment history, the true identification of the creditor, and authentic identification of the genuine debtor and the successor sureties, the recipients of our instruments, and the payers of the instruments, namely us. We are the makers of those instruments, and that recognition is being brought home through these documents. We've seen some threats. If a 1099 or a lien is filed, we will use the full power of this court to prosecute you. Well, those threats need to be considered if you're going to use technology like this. However, that's one reason we have eliminated the three-day offer of immunity from our arsenal. Although in the scenario that this fellow just described in his email, wouldn't that be a good step? Now that a 1099 is in, to provide a three-day offer of immunity and modify it somewhat and say, here is, as out of the goodness of the grace of the Lord, I'm providing you with a three-day opportunity to provide a settlement statement and return my property, or whatever the outcome is one is seeking. And unless, in the event that the offer is dishonored, then I will issue a corrective 1099 or a corrected 1099 indicating that the liability is held by you personally. Now, I'm sure they won't like that, and I'm not telling anyone to do that, but it's a thought as to how one might handle a situation like that, and in fact is a way that I'm handling in some situations presently, giving them an opportunity but letting them know that this situation is not going to die. If you refuse to post the payment even after the filing of a 1099 OID indicating the payment has been rendered, and you refuse to ledger it into the appropriate account, then you are holding it personally, and I am under fiduciary obligation to provide a corrected filing, or at least the defendant's under a fiduciary obligation to provide a corrected filing, and I will. And since it's the right filing, the correct filing, I'm not really scared about what any proposed consequences might be. Folks, when we come back after the break, we're going to review another email similar to what I just read. This is in a criminal case I know you're going to find interesting. how easily these technologies can cause the big bad man to sit up and take notice and reconsider his.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my friend. We've had a number of emails similar to that one and other communications. I had an email from a woman today who attended the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in August of this past year. She's a lovely woman. Her husband is 74 years old and was remanded on appeal for resentencing. They felt the sentence was too harsh. Basically, they gave this man a life sentence, or maybe we should call it a death sentence, for the terrible crime of being a free man. So she came to the meeting, and she was very touching, and I think was very touched by the meeting. And then she went home and set about the BIC process comprehensively, and she writes, "Excuse me, I'm going to get my teeth replaced by next week in time for the new year. My husband hasn't been resentenced yet, and that was supposed to happen months ago. In fact, as I recall, that was supposed to happen right around the time of the August meeting. The second judge recused himself. I'm afraid he'll be in that jail for a long time, as they will all have to recuse themselves. On the morning of the hearing, presentment to the clerk, judge, and prosecutor was made." See, this is private side presentment. She didn't say we filed into the case. She said presentment was made. So we don't worry if it's a week before or within 20 days. We make presentment when we make presentment. But believe me, they take notice of it. 14 plus people from my church attended as witnesses. Now that's always good. It doesn't hurt to turn things political. It's sort of like a pincer movement. They're being squeezed from the private side, and then they're being squeezed on the public side, and having some people from the media there wouldn't hurt either. The prosecutor came in singing and waving the 3-inch packet he received. May I say, folks, 3 inches is too much. We don't have to give them copies of everything, just enough to get their attention. And said to the judge, we have a development. She's suing us. The judge just lifted his 3-inch packet up. That was back in November sometime, folks. The judge knows all about this and played the game. It was quite evident. The clerk did file it rather than return it. I don't know that she's checked the docket. Sometimes we don't ask these documents to be filed. When the time comes, if we feel we must venture onto the public side, we have ways of doing that. We're going to be discussing that today when we talk about registering documents in the public and considering filing them in as foreign judgments. My thought on an email like that is, well, first of all, good and congratulations. It's not going the way the public had planned. Bring this guy back. Take a few years off his sentence, and he'll still die in prison. That's not what she has in mind for her husband, and I think they are renewed by the ability of this little woman to marshal her resources and turn herself into a thorn in the footpad of the big bad wolf. And that's what's happening here. At some point, I'm hoping, when they get done turning her 3-inch packet into a motion, and then apportioning a phalanx of attorneys and paralegals to dig into case law to come up with a nice, juicy, contrived piece of garbage that will justify what they're doing when they can assemble the regulations and the case law and the rulings of individual men and women who had nothing to do with the founding of the United States of America to say, oh, we can interpret your appearance any way we want. That doesn't matter because we can do this. And all of it is an abject, a shameless, transparent attempt to disguise the fact that they are acting uncivil to their fellow men and women so they can continue to put bread on their own tables. When they're acting like the Vichy government. Well, when they're done with all of that, the bottom line is the private side will still hold jurisdiction. And at some point, someone is going to say to himself in his mind, just how much injury is this woman capable of causing me? And they may even start to think about hell having no fury, like a woman who was scorned. And very often I find women a lot more fearless than men, because when men get in an argument, they know one guy can rear back and just sock the other guy in the nose or put an elbow in his face when he's not looking. And women don't usually operate that way. So men have learned to be a little more measured in their dealings with women. And women have a sense, I believe, in when the appropriate time is to become emboldened. And once, for the women that I've known seem to have the tendency that once their dander is up and they believe they're right, they will not back down. They relish the opportunity to hold their position. And they're going to realize that in this case at some point, especially when those 1099s that she reported, she doesn't even have enough of them to cover all the instruments that she's issued. I don't know how many she's issued here, but we're talking perhaps 3 digits in numbers. As public officials start having their insurance lifted and start facing IRS collection bills, the character of this case is going to change drastically. It may take a while, but it will change, just like these foreclosures and garnishments have disappeared in 6 weeks. It may take them a little longer in the judicial setting. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please don't go away. We're going to pick up today's Technology Fest and Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
For miles around, you can hear the drums from hollow logs and old tom toms. Right from the jungle, so loud and plain. Let's get aboard the boogie train. It's the boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, if you have any questions from today's program or questions about your own cases, then please, the email address to contact me is restore.america@hotmail.com. I would ask that you do not attach large files to those emails as they clog up even the Hotmail account with the volume of emails that I see. And but by all means, you can communicate in that manner and get a hold of me. I'm trying to get caught up on emails, and hopefully over the next couple of days we'll have that opportunity. I can't always give you a direct answer on your own cases, but usually I'll have some thought as to what I might do in that circumstance. Excuse me. Anyway, we've seen a number of emails like the ones that I was just reporting. We've seen I've had communications about sheriff sales being overturned and sheriff sales being handled successfully, and foreclosure purchases being handled successfully, not even of one's own property, but of other properties. And we've seen early terminations of foreclosures and garnishments and the like, and we've seen a number of tax case garnishments disappear in 6 weeks, as well they should, because when you file the documents that indicate that the account is settled and the liability has been satisfied, then the garnishment should be lifted. We have received, and as I mentioned, we received this email on this criminal case, and as the newer technologies are being integrated in those kinds of cases, we'll be seeing, I predict, more and more successes in addition to the successes that we've been able to sustain thus far. I know many, many people who have approached me in the last year since I introduced the beneficiaries in common approach. When I say method or approach, I'm referring to not just the beneficiary in common instruments, which were not originally designed by me, as I've discussed on this program, not just the payment method, but the newer instruments, the methods of presentation, the comprehensive administrative procedures, the rescission package, the counterclaim methods that we're using, the commercial lien package that we're using. That one took me 6 months to write, actually. It's a pretty intense process, but it's really a wonderful a strategy. In this fellow said he put together an affidavit of for a commercial lien, an affidavit of obligation. Well, the commercial lien would be a great way to take something like that, establish a lien, and then we'll be discussing later today how one might file that lien or the lien on one's own straw party with the Coast Guard as a maritime lien, which is a very high form of lien. And so since I introduced all of those strategies and the hellfire enforcement strategies, of which we have a long, long list, since that time, we've seen many things change in the courts of the United States. We've seen them have to resort to newer strategies and more belligerence and intransigence at times. We've also seen many successes, many, many recusals and cases that have simply disappeared, especially when the process is done, quote-unquote, right, assuming there is a right way, but when it's done exclusively privately and no appearance has been made, giving no assumption of jurisdiction, we've seen cases, whole cases, simply disappear on the backs of warrants left in computers, disappear for trial date postponements. We've seen trials simply not held and disappear, and no notice in the docket sheet, and we've seen defendants that were listed as missing cannot locate. That one was interesting. That's a friend of mine who received a docket entry that said cannot locate defendant after he used the rescission package and surrendered the defendant to the United States. They made an entry that they can't locate the defendant. They know where he lives. No one's come calling, and it's been months, and he's been flying around places and not making himself scarce, and I think they're starting to get the message that if we're outside the jurisdiction, they need to remain hands-off. So anyway, why don't we discuss for a couple of minutes this concept of taking the payment instruments, which we normally keep on the private side, and possibly registering them on the public side. Now, there are a number of reasons we might do that. In a foreclosure situation or a simple mortgage situation, the act of registering their promissory note, which would be even better than ours if it was at the very beginning of the process, if we had the instruments 48 hours in advance of so-called closing, we could take the instrument and register it in the county. And once that instrument is registered, it is in the hands of the United States. It has been paid. The banks being agencies of the United States by their own confession. And then we can take the certified copy out, or if it's a county that handles instant recordings and provides the original back in real time, they purport to having to hold the document until a book is completed so the entire book can be microfiched at once. But many counties are fully electronic and digital now and can simply provide the original document back right on the spot along with certified copies. So either case would be sufficient, and then that original promissory note can be turned back to the mortgage company at closing, and there's no need to sign the mortgage. All there is a need to do is ask for the keys. Here's the promissory note. What more is there to do? And all they would have to do to satisfy it, of course, is endorse the promissory note and return it. And now it's all done. But so that would be one way to register a payment instrument. Another way to register an instrument is simply to list it, as should be done in all cases, as collateral on some public notice document. Now, traditionally, that has been done on a UCC-1 or a UCC-3. However, today we'll be discussing the listing of such collateral on a notice of claim to be filed with the Coast Guard. Yes, the Coast Guard maintains an office specifically for the purpose of documenting maritime liens. Excuse me. And we will discuss that later in the program. It's known as the National Vessel Documentation Center. And we have some sample documents like that that people have filed. And these papers, by the way, can be found on the Law Merchant Leadership Conference and Leadership Retreat CD from October, from July, and I believe also on the April CD, although that would have to be confirmed. My memory is that it was on all three of those CDs. Excuse me. So we could simply take those instruments and list them with specificity on a UCC-1 as collateral. Or we could file a UCC-1 and list a broad range of numbers of promissory notes as collateral, and that would be sufficient as well. That's certainly sufficiently specific to identify the instruments. We could do the same sort of listing on the Coast Guard documents that we'll review later. But we can also kick it up a notch if we so desire. We can take an instrument and we can actually apostille the instrument. Now, I would suggest that most apostille procedures that we undertake should involve public evidence to increase the weight of the evidence by turning it into a bona fide foreign judgment. And the apostilling under that circumstance would involve having the apostille certificate placed on top of a notary certificate of non-performance and perhaps some additional evidence that is compiled with a notary certificate of non-performance, such as a schedule of default, stipulations, confessions, facts and admissions, and perhaps a schedule C from the comprehensive administrative remedy, which is the confession of judgment. Traditionally, what we've done with those documents is file them all into the county and then take the certified copies back out. But what we could do is apostille the documents ahead of time, then file the apostille document into the county as a foreign judgment. And let me explain to you how and why we might do that. Here is an outtake that someone researched very kindly. Thank you, Linda. From the Revised Code of Washington, Section 6.36.010. And it defines a foreign judgment to mean any judgment, decree, or order of a court of the United States or of any state or territory which is entitled to full faith and credit in this state. Now, that to me, folks, sounds like an apostille. I read the apostille statement from New York recently on one of the broadcasts, and it is, in fact, a court order. This seal is the seal of the clerk and the court on this day, and this document should be given full faith and credit. Now, if that's not a court order, I don't know what is. And then 6.36.010 goes on to say, by the certificate of an officer authorized by law, which certificate must itself be properly authenticated? By the certificate of an officer authorized by law, which certificate must itself be properly authenticated? Isn't that what the apostille does? Authenticate a document by treaty. You can find this definition in the definition section of 6.36.010 in Washington State under the Revised Code of Washington. That entire chapter, 6.36, might be worth reviewing. It's called Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Judgments Act, and I think maybe we ought to scan a couple of those sections together. Let me take a moment or two here. I think you're going to find this interesting. This is section 6.36.025. Excuse me, my computer screen just went blank on me. There we go. And it says, filing a foreign judgment, authorized effect. Here's what it says. A copy of any foreign judgment authenticated in accordance with the Act of Congress or the statutes of this state, authenticated in accordance with the Act of Congress. That would be the Hague Convention, my friends, which is a treaty, and the fulfillment of treaties is by Act of Congress under the Constitution. May be filed in the office of the clerk of any superior court of any county of this state. The clerk shall treat the foreign judgment in the same manner as a judgment of the superior court of this state. Let me repeat that. The clerk shall treat the foreign judgment in the same manner as a judgment of the superior court of this state. A judgment so filed has the same effect and is subject to the same procedures, defenses, set-offs, counterclaims, set-offs. Let me just repeat that. Set-offs, for those of you who are hard of hearing, counterclaims, cross-complaints, and proceedings for reopening, vacating, staying, or extending as a judgment of the Superior Court of this state and may be enforced, extended, or satisfied in like manner. Now, if that isn't a prescription for bringing a notary certificate in under apostille to the clerk and saying, I wish to file this into the case, I don't know what is. So that's one another way we might have of registering a procedure in the public. We might take that's if we wanted the item to appear in the public. So we might take a promissory note, apostille it. We might then file it into the county, establishing the public record, because they do not keep a copy when you apostille the document, and then certify a copy out, and then present that in to the court as the filing of a foreign judgment. Now, if the judge gets cute, by the way, there is case law indicating that a foreign judgment doesn't have to come from another court. He'll always make that assumption. Excuse me, what court is that from? And you can certainly say, well, here is the apostille, sir. Has the court not been noticed of the judgment of the court? What court would that be? Well, it's the court whose seal appears on the apostille. If one is involved in public procedures, it's not my favorite place to be, of course, but this would be one way to gain recognition of the document. Subparagraph 2. Alternatively, a copy of any foreign judgment, A, authenticated in accordance with the Act of Congress or the statutes of the state, and B, within the civil jurisdiction and venue of the district court, as provided in RCW, and then they give a list of them, may be filed in the office of the clerk of any district court of this state. The clerk shall treat the foreign judgment in the same manner as a judgment of the district court of this state. So there it is. Right before your eyes, how one might file a foreign judgment. They're laying it out for you. Excuse me. Now, under 6.36.035, it says, at the time of the filing of the foreign judgment, The judgment creditor or the judgment creditor's lawyer shall make and file with the clerk of court an affidavit setting forth the name and last known post office address. How much mischief has been done with last known address? Of the judgment debtor, the judgment creditor, and the filing and expiration date of the judgment in the originating jurisdiction. There, a simple affidavit to the court. Here's the judgment creditor, here's the judgment debtor, and here is the date of the judgment and the expiration date and the filing number. And, of course, it never expires if it's a notary certificate. It's res judicata and stare decisis by stipulation. Number two, promptly upon the filing of the foreign judgment and the affidavit, the judgment creditor shall mail notice of the filing of the foreign judgment to the judgment debtor at the address given. The notice shall include the name and post office address of the judgment creditor and the judgment creditor's lawyer, if any, in this state. In addition, the judgment creditor shall file proof of mailing with the clerk. You see where this is headed, folks? This is headed to enforcement through the court without any form of judicial notice procedure. We'll pick this up in just a minute after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Seem to make no deal, 'cause which way the wind might blow.
Welcome back, my friend. This is the final segment of the first hour of tonight's program. Thank you for visiting Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I realize it's late. It's almost 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, so I appreciate you spending the latter part of the evening with me. And as I was saying, on this topic of filing a foreign judgment and registering certain documents in the public, in this case, registering our administrative remedy, our binding private administrative judgment in the public, the Washington Code has a very nice roadmap that you might want to check up, Washington Revised Code, really the Revised Code of Washington, Chapter 6.36, which can give us a step-by-step, insightful guidebook into how a foreign judgment should be filed. That doesn't mean you won't hit resistance. You're dealing with the public side, and the public side is all based upon whatever it takes to protect the public. So I don't necessarily suggest anyone go in and try and be Mr. Attorney, because ultimately they'll be looking for a solution to protect the system against you as opposed to providing you your remedy. But anyway, we were just reading 6.36.025, and it says that there are parameters by which a foreign judgment, basically an apostilled document, an apostilled notary certificate, can simply be filed by the clerk of court and then is entitled to the full weight that would be given to a judgment of the Superior Court of the State of Washington. Now, 6.36.05 says, is entitled, first of all, Sale Under Levy. And it says, sale under the levy may be held. By the way, what is a levy? We'll be discussing that later in the program when we talk about maritime liens. Sale under the levy may be held at any time after final judgment, either personal or quasi in rem, but not earlier, except as otherwise provided by law, for sale under levy of perishable goods. Sale and distribution of the proceeds shall be made in accordance with the law of the state. Now, what all this is saying, folks, is that a notary certificate with an apostille should be able to be entered into the court records as a foreign judgment with the full weight behind it, as if a judgment had been passed by the Superior Court of that state. And that clerk should be able to issue a writ of execution. Now, if you place your judgment in and you say to the judge, you say to the clerk, I'd like this filed as a foreign judgment, and I need you to sign this writ of exigency, you're probably going to hit resistance, aren't you? Why? Because you're not an attorney, you're not a member of the club. But if you take this information and think out a strategy as to what enforcement procedures you might need right up front to have the clerk execute her duties, excuse me, ma'am, is it your position that you're willing to violate Revised Code Chapter 6.36, Section 0.025? Is that your position in front of this representative from the governor's office or the Secretary of State's office, whatever office commissions notaries in that state? You might even do it in front of a sheriff and ask the sheriff to bear witness. There are many, many different strategies that might work under a circumstance like this. When we come back after 1 minute station identification, we're going to talk about maritime liens, and we're going to go to the phones and take a couple of pre-Christmas calls. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.